The Holy Ark finally comes to rest in Solomon's newly built temple in the Haftarah for the second day of Sukkot from 1 Kings chapter 8. Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
All the men of Israel gathered before King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, that is the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had come, the priests lifted the ark and carried up the ark of Adonai. Then the priests and the Levites brought the tent of meeting and all the holy vessels that were in the tent. Meanwhile, King Solomon and the whole community of Israel who were assembled with him before the ark were sacrificing sheep and oxen in such abundance that they could not be numbered or counted. The priests brought the ark of Adonai's covenant to its place underneath the wings of the cherubim in the shrine of the house in the Kodesh HaKodashim, for the cherubim had their wings spread out over the place of the ark, so that the cherubim shielded the ark and its poles from above. The poles projected so that the ends of the poles were visible in the sanctuary in front of the shrine, but they could not be seen outside. And there they remain to this day. There was nothing inside the ark but the two tablets of stone which Moses placed there at Horeb when Adonai made a covenant with the Israelites after their departure from the land of Egypt. When the priests came out of the sanctuary, for the cloud had filled the house of Adonai, and the priests were not able to remain and perform the service because of the cloud, for the presence of Adonai filled the house of Adonai, then Solomon declared, Adonai has chosen to abide in a thick cloud. I have now built for you a stately house, a place where you may dwell forever. Then, with the whole congregation of Israel standing, the king faced about and blessed the whole congregation of Israel. He said, Praised be Adonai, the God of Israel, who has fulfilled with deeds the promise God made to my father David. For God said, Ever since I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I have not chosen a city among all the tribes of Israel for building a house where my name might abide, but I have chosen David to rule my people Israel. Now, my father David had intended to build a house for the name of Adonai, the God of Israel. But Adonai said to my father David, As regards your intention to build a house for my name, you did right to have that intention. However, you shall not build the house yourself. Instead, your son, the issue of your loins, shall build the house for my name. And Adonai has fulfilled the promise that God made. I have succeeded my father David and have ascended the throne of Israel. As Adonai promised, I have built the house for the name of Adonai, the God of Israel, and I have set a place there for the ark containing the covenant which Adonai made with our fathers when God brought them out from the land of Egypt.
You've been listening to the Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.